Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired at a residence in the 3100 block of Nelson Lane in Fortuna Monday night. When deputies reached the scene, they spoke with a neighbor of 45-year-old Corey Thomas Woolley and learned that the neighbor had gone to Woolley's house to discuss personal matters with him. The man said that when Woolley came outside, he was carrying a handgun and fired several shots into the ground and then went back inside. The man said he then called 911 to report the incident and remained on scene until deputies arrived. Deputies set up a perimeter, sent the neighbor home, and then called Woolley's cell phone, but he did not answer. And when he finally answered his phone, he told deputies that he walked to the Fortuna Police Department to turn himself in. Woolley was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and was bailed out of jail. There were no injuries reported. The body of an adult man whose remains were found near Highway 101 Monday morning has been identified as 45-year-old Lolita resident Raymond George Rogers. Emergency personnel responded to the scene after a passerby reported finding the body of a man near the northbound lanes of Highway 101 off the Singley Hill exit. The cause of the death is unknown at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. At this point, foul play is not being considered as a factor in the death. A group has begun fundraising for the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt County residents have turned to raising sales taxes in an effort to provide adequate funding for police and fire service in their communities. In Mendocino, however, a private group has been formed to solicit donations to raise money for public safety, specifically law enforcement. Calling itself the Mendocino Public Safety Foundation and citing the fact that public funding for the sheriff's office and local police departments has fallen to unacceptable levels, the group has begun raising money. The foundation is a nonprofit and has formed a 7-member board of directors, headed by Potter Valley resident Jim Eddy as its chairman. Eddy said that donations will be passed on as grants to the sheriff's office and 3 local police departments. The foundation's first fundraising mailer goes out this week to thousands of residents and businesses across Mendocino County.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a reported shooting on Highway 299 that left the driver of a vehicle with a suspected minor gunshot wound and bullet holes in his vehicle. The victim told responding deputies that he was headed east on 299 and had trailed a 4-door BMW sedan for a few miles before deciding to pass. He said that after he passed the sedan, it began to tailgate him and then made a passing move of its own. The victim said that as the BMW passed his door, he heard several pops that sounded like gunfire and felt a burning sensation in his rib cage and pulled to the side of the road, fearing he had been shot. The victim found a large red welt but needed no treatment, and a deputy inspected his vehicle and found what appeared to be 2 bullet holes. The victim told deputies he had no idea who was in the BMW or why they would have fired shots at him. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It has been 3 months now since numerous employees of the Eureka Police Department were promoted to new positions, including the promotion of Brian Stevens to captain. Stevens, who was one of 2 employees promoted to that position, explained what is different about his job now as a captain for the EPD.
It's definitely been a change from what I'm used to. You know, 16 years of doing nothing but finding bad guys, put them in jail, teaching other guys how to put bad guys in jail, to now actually having to sit down and work with numbers, as we were just talking about, not my strong point, and look at the world with a different set of glasses on. It's definitely, you learn a lot about law enforcement that you never knew existed when you were just chasing bad guys, so.
There was a long process involved that included writing a paper on 5 critical points on the state of policing and standing before 3 different panels to answer questions, and the board voted unanimously to promote Stevens and Steve Watson to captain. Arcata police officers responded to a report of an assault in the 700 block of 9th Street Monday evening, and when they reached the scene, they contacted a man who suffered a laceration to the back of his head. The man told officers he had been in a verbal altercation with the second man identified as 31-year-old Bakhti Dillenbeck of Arcata. The victim tried to walk away from the altercation when Dillenbeck struck him in the back of the head with a bottle. Police later found Dylan Beck at the corner of 7th and G Streets, and he was arrested and booked for assault with a deadly weapon. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.